Uinta County property owners have received or should have received their annual property valuation notices. And we've invited Travis Campbell, Uinta County Economic Development Director and Public Affairs Officer, to come into the KVEL studios and visit with us about this. I'm Steve Evans with News Talk 104.5 FM and AM 920 KVEL. I first met Travis Campbell as he was working for Representative Rob Bishop. He was on his staff and traveled to the Uinta Basin. I want to mention how fortunate we are to have Travis Campbell, someone with his qualifications, serve as our Economic Development Director and Public Information Officer. Welcome to the KVEL Studios, Travis Campbell. It's good to have you here.
Well, thanks for having me. Happy to be here.
Hey, let's talk about property evaluation notices. Now, I received mine in the mail, and mine has gone up, and that wasn't real good news for me. Why are property evaluation notices seemingly higher than they were maybe a year or two ago?
Yeah, so these notices started going out several weeks ago. Everybody should have gotten them. If you haven't seen yours, reach out to the county, make sure you've got your notice. But values, you may see these go up. These are not tax notices, these are valuation notices. So mm-hmm. It's part of the overall budget process. But if you see those numbers have risen, could be a couple factors. One is real estate markets are going up all over the state, and we're not immune from those markets. Something the county can't control. Nobody can really control that free market. You may also see increases in rates from one of the taxing entities. Uinta County is one of 15 taxing entities that you'll see on those valuations and those end of year.
Now, I don't think a lot of people really realize that Uinta County is one of 15 taxing entities that affect the property tax.
Correct. Yeah. So the county does levy a property tax, but depending on where your property is, you have the school district, you have mosquito abatement, I mean, a variety of entities
that
provide services to residents of Uinta County. And so you'll see that on your notice, who is applying taxes to your property and what those rates are and where those.
The lion's share of the property tax payment goes to which entity?
Typically, that's a school district. So, okay. Uinta County School District, right. I think, is the majority of your property taxes. And you'll see that on the back of your notice. You'll see a pie chart that breaks down which entities are collecting those tax dollars and where they're being used.
And the county entity is a smaller percentage of that. I believe it's in the low teens, right?
Yeah, it's pretty 14%. Minimal comparative to the other entities. And you'll see on there, too, when those entities do have rate increases, that'll be listed on there. So some entities may have increased rates this year. The Uinta County did not increase rates on the county portion, but if you do see those rate increases, information will be on that valuation notice to contact those entities and see where their truth in taxation hearings will be, and so you can make your voice heard on those.
So the property evaluation notices are made available through the county assessor's office, who's responsible for this. That's Barbara Simper in Uinta County, correct?
Correct. Yes. The assessor is like a real estate appraiser. When you sell uh-huh. your home, you'll have an appraiser come in, look at real market sales of homes with similar
features.
Well,
in that instance, you want a high appraisal, right?
Yeah. When you're selling your home, you want a high, but when you're just paying taxes, you want that to be
real low.
But that's the process as the Uinta County assessor, or really any assessor across the state, will use is that same market system that they'll go through, see what those comparables are valued at, what they're being sold for, and that's where those numbers come from.
Travis Campbell, if you had a question about your property valuation from the county, where would you go?
If you have questions about that valuation, call the county assessor's office. Their number is 435-781-5323.
Okay.
Or you can just stop by the county building.
Okay. Stop by the county building and talk to one of the people that work in the assessor's office.
Their office is always open.
I understand there's some property fraud that's been going on in Utah. I understand that Uinta County hasn't been hit like many other areas, but you're seeing a rise in that. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, so this shifts gears a bit within the county to the county recorder, who's tasked with just keeping all documentation within the county. Mm-hmm. And they are seeing an increase. We're not insulated from those cases of fraud throughout the country, really. It is on the rise. It's always changing. But we've been fortunate that it hasn't been at the rates other areas have, but we are seeing those. And so the county recorder wants to encourage the residents in Uinta County to be vigilant, to be aware of what's going on and what the risks are. And so she's implemented a free service that any property owner can sign up for called Property Watch. So on that valuation, you'll see on the back of there is a QR code that you can use your smartphone and sign up for this service. And again, it's free through the county recorder's office. And what it does is simply, when you register your property, it'll send you notifications if there's any request for any kind of documentation change with the county recorder.
Or somebody's attempting to put a lien on your property for a loan that you possibly didn't take.
And I mean, there's a variety of ways this fraud occurs. I mean, right. That's one of them. And it's all, you know, from criminals looking to gain a quick buck through different means. And this service will provide a way to try and stop that before it.
And if you wanted to sign up for the Property Watch service that again is free from Uinta County, where would you go?
So you can do that through the recorder's webpage at the county website, or you can call them at 435-781-5398. Now, and that's the recorder's office.
Travis Campbell, do you need to have a legal description of the property when you do that?
Yeah, they have their process. They'll have you go through to ensure that the individual signing up for Property Watch is the property owner, and they do all that due diligence before.
Yeah, very important job that our county recorder does. Economic Development Director, I want to visit with you about this. You have been instrumental in acquiring some grants that have benefited small businesses in Uinta County and other entities. Can you talk about, you know, let's maybe begin with the Small Business Micro Grant program.
Sure.
That's one that a lot of small business owners have been able to benefit from.
Yeah, and I think it's the one that I'm most excited about. We're about just early stages of grant season, mm-hmm. and the county's getting ready through our local advisory board that consists of different community members from different organizations and industries to advise the county on economic development needs. And we do this so when we go out for state or federal grants, we know what the needs are, and we know what's gonna help our local economy. And one of those findings we had last year was a need to support small businesses looking for ways to grow or expand their operations. And so we received a grant from the state of Utah through the governor's office. And what we've done with some of this funding is created this new grant opportunity for Uinta County businesses. So you have to be located here in Uinta County. You have to be in good standing with the state. You have to be registered with the state, have your federal EIN, have a business license. And if you're looking to grow through facility improvements or new equipment or new trainings, anything that is going to help you serve more customers, hire new employees, that's what this is for. So it's written very broad to try and include as many businesses as possible. And then what this will do is provide, we call them micro grants, so up to $5,000 toward a project. So if you have a project that you just need new equipment, this will cover half of that cost. So we call this a 50-50 match. Mm-hmm. So the business will cover half the cost, and then this grant would cover the other costs.
And that's a real benefit to some small businesses that are struggling to expand and to grow their business because mm-hmm. of financial constraints. You've had some success stories with that.
Yeah, I think my favorite applications and my favorite conversations through this process so far is hearing from businesses who have been saving for these improvements, and they're serving their customers, they're doing everything right, and they're just saving to get to where they need to be to make these improvements. And when I hear from them that this put them over the top so they can do these improvements this year rather than wait till next year, that's what I wanted to hear. That's what makes me excited and makes me realize we're on the right track here, is that we're helping helping these businesses, helping their employees, helping the customers they serve, and really ultimately helping the economy grow here in Uinta County.
All right. Public survey and outreach. Tell us a little bit about the public survey.
Yeah, so this is something that I've noticed. I've been with Uinta County in the Economic Development Office for about 2.5 years, and we have our general plan that guides the county on the economic development side, we don't have a guiding document or a guiding plan on where we want to be in the future. So I wanted to put something together that would give our county, our elected officials, folks like me that are helping residents in one way or another, but give us direction on where do we want to see you in a county in 10 years and 15 years. Mm-hmm. And having that focused on economic development efforts, and whether that's incentives for small businesses, incentives for larger businesses, planning, zoning, whatever it's going to be that's going to help get us where we want to be in 10 to 15 years. That's what this effort's going to be that we just kicked off. A lot of that's going to require some involvement from the public. We don't want to do this on our own from the county point of view. We want the public's involvement. We want to know from different businesses, different organizations, from, you know, just individuals, where do we want to see ourselves? What kind of community do we want to have in 15 years? And when we know that, we can then say, how do we get there? And what do we need to put in place to get where we want to be and to be successful? So that's a big effort. It's gonna be a months long effort. Hopefully we'll have this ready to be applied and implemented next year. But we are going to go through a process with public surveys, with open houses, lots of meetings. But we need to get that feedback from the public.
How can a person, Travis Campbell, participate in one of these public surveys?
So they're going out now. You can reach out to my office. So the Uinta County Economic Development Office has a dedicated website. It's business.uinta.gov.
Business.uinta.gov. With an H?
Uinta. With an H.
At dot Utah.
I'll always spell it with an H.
Okay, Utah. Spell Utah all the way out.
And Utah all the way out. And stop by my office. Give me a call. All of our contact information's on there. But my take is that we need more involvement rather than less.
Yeah. And so get involved.
So, yeah, I want to.
You have a choice. You can get involved, or you can complain.
And our direction will be exactly. And our direction will be. It's going to be based on what feedback we get, and whether it's through these surveys or these open houses, but we do need that feedback. We can't do it on our own. We need the public's help, and that's what I'm trying to do here is really get out and hear from everybody on what they foresee for the future.
One thing that's really great about Uinta County is all of the activities that are going. I mean, from the January all the way through to December, we have activities, community activities that bond our community together and pull them together. We just are in the middle of the Uinta County Fair right now. And that's a bonding opportunity for many. We also have some other events that are coming up. Do you want to talk about those?
Yeah. Well, first, thanks for the concert last night. That was a lot of fun.
We had fun, didn't we?
I had a great time. It seemed like we had a good turnout. It seems like the crowd was having a good time. There were people in the walkways dancing. So thanks to you and your team for putting that on. It was a lot of fun.
And you got to meet the band.
I got to shake some hands, which was cool. Yeah, got the photos, and yeah, I was excited about it.
I don't know, you might get a little more excited about a political figure shaking their hand than a band. I don't know.
Well, I've met enough political figures. I do like the band. So yeah, it was exciting. It was a lot of fun.
All right.
But yeah, we do have a lot of happenings in Uinta County, and a lot of different groups work together to put these on. The Uinta County Travel and Tourism Office, they're second to none on their coordination and the work they do to do a lot of these community events. And so got to give them a lot of credit.
Leisha Colthorpe and her entire staff does a lot of, they work tirelessly.
Their office is together. Just across from mine. So I always see all the boxes and the equipment that they're doing from one event to the next that's always piled up in their office because they do so much and they do great work. And so we have to give them a lot of credit. But yeah, they have Dinosaur Days coming up on the 23rd, which is always a huge event. Mm-hmm. Great turnout from the public, great for our local businesses. And it's just so much fun to see all those hot air balloons.
It's a blast, yes.
And then right after that, they put on Phenomicon, which I think this is year four. And it continues to grow.
It's right around the 1st of September, right?
September 4th is when it kicks off, and it goes through the weekend. But this is probably the biggest conference at the conference center each year. Mm-hmm. Well over 1,000 people come into town to attend this.
This is new money coming into town, right?
Yeah, from the Economic Development Office. That's a huge boom to our restaurants, our hotels, all of our local businesses on Main Street. I mean, it's a great opportunity to go, you know, have some fun, but also to, to be a business owner during that week is wonderful.
Yeah, I've attended. It is a lot of fun. And then an event that you're in charge of, Travis Campbell, is the Energy Summit.
Yeah. So Oil and gas production is, I mean, I always say it's the backbone of our economy.
Right.
It's a huge part of it. It's easy to...
Without question.
And it's easy for us to forget how important that is and how big that workforce is and how much it does for every other business. And so we do, the county hosts that event every year. This is an annual two-day event where we bring together the industry, stakeholders, government officials, policymakers. We bring them together for this two-day event, talk about projects and what the future looks like, bottlenecks, challenges they may be seeing, and how we address those. And so it's always a great turnout, not as big as Phenomicon, but still a great turnout. And it's a way for the public to see what's happening in the oil and gas industry, know how to support them and know where that industry is going. So looking forward to that. I think one of my favorite parts of that event is the ability to bring all these people together that know each other, but they don't come together in a single location like this. And so we have our main ballroom where all the presentations are happening, but all of those smaller rooms in the conference center are always full of smaller meetings between individuals and different groups that are working.
A lot of businesses takes place at this conference, and a lot of networking opportunities.
It's a great way to network.
Yeah.
I like that. I like the opportunity we bring to policymakers from the state and the federal government to come out and do a field tour of some of the oil and gas production in Uinta County and in Duchesne County. It's a way for them to really learn what's happening, what the reality is, what these businesses and these producers are doing. It's a way for them to really know the truth rather than what you may hear on, you know, cable news.
Travis Campbell, Uinta County Economic Development Director and Public Information Officer for Uinta County. I want to thank you for taking time to come in and visit with us about some of the, and please come back.
I definitely will.
We'd like to hear more about what our county's doing and the services that are available to citizens of Uinta County. I'm Steve Evans with News Talk 104.5 FM and AM 920 KVEL. Thanks for joining us.